Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. The weekend generally worked out for most outdoor plans. The northern third of the region did pick up about 1 to 2/3 of an inch of rain on Saturday. Briefly, less humid air arrived late Saturday into yesterday, but increasing warmth and humidity accompanied the arrival of calendar summer last night with the summer solstice, making today the first full day of summer, and it will be full of summer weather. A very warm and increasingly humid day, showers and thunderstorms, perhaps some strong thunderstorms later today, starting this morning in northern New York and the St. Lawrence Valley and spreading east through Quebec and northern Vermont midday, that should fade out. A stray thundershower will then develop this afternoon before a strong line of showers and thundershowers form across New York State and parts of the St. Lawrence Valley late in the day, working eastward this evening. Heavy rain, strong winds, and hail are possible with the storms, so seek immediate shelter if any threatening weather approaches. This is the work of a pair of cold fronts back across the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, pushing southeast but slowing down near the New England coastline by tomorrow morning. This will leave clouds and much cooler weather over us tomorrow. A weak storm tracking along the front will mean a spotty morning shower east of the Green Mountains, then scattered afternoon showers through the Berkshires into southern Vermont, northeast into New Hampshire. There could even be a thunderstorm in parts of New Hampshire. Temperatures tomorrow will be much, much cooler, holding in the 60s, some low 70s, southeast Vermont and southern New Hampshire. Farther north and west tomorrow, drier air may allow for some breaks of afternoon sun through northern New York and the St. Lawrence Valley. Clearing spreads eastward tomorrow night. Cool high pressure builds in for a sunny, cool day Wednesday. Some fair weather clouds building up during the afternoon. A chilly night Wednesday night. And then the end of the week looks quite pleasant with sunshine and a warming trend Thursday into Friday. Now to the forecast details. Sun mixing with clouds, scattered morning showers or a thunderstorm from the Adirondacks spreading east through Quebec and northern Vermont midday, showers and potentially strong thunderstorms in New York and Quebec late. Very warm, more humid with gusty southwest winds, highs 80s to near 90. Tonight, showers or strong thunderstorms, some with heavy rain, strong winds and hail, spreading west to east but then tapering off west to east after midnight. It'll be a warm, muggy night, lows 60s to near 70, except some 50s and turning less humid through New York and the St. Lawrence Valley. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a spotty morning shower, scattered afternoon showers from the Berkshires into southern Vermont, northeast through the Connecticut Valley and New Hampshire, some afternoon sun in the St. Lawrence Valley. It'll be much cooler, highs in the 60s, a few low 70s to the southeast. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.